Hello, everybody. This is, want to welcome you to the March 14th, 2019 Florida Building Commission Plumbing Technical Advisory Committee meeting for the purpose of reviewing and providing recommendations to the commission on proposed modifications relative to plumbing for the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code. First, what I'd like to do is go ahead and establish that we have a quorum. And Commissioner Schilling.
That's bad.
This is not
that one.
I'm sorry.
It seemed awful quiet there for a while. I noticed that. They're the only one all muted, are they?
Check to see what you're doing. Sam, we're talking. You're seeing us over there.
Okay. Is there anybody on the phone line?
I don't have anything muted either.
Redial again.
Tell them in case they can hear us and we can't hear them what we're going to do.
Yeah, we're going to redial the number. It appears that either you can't hear us or we can't hear you. Probably can't hear you or you can't hear us. I noticed it got really quiet all of a sudden because there were people who were talking.
Maybe because they were there.
Yeah.
They dropped
off. Well, there was, and this one guy was like talking. And so Jim muted him. That was Gary. And I think I heard somebody else say something once, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll probably just go ahead and do the meeting. They don't do that.
There you go.
Please
enter your
address. We'll come back tomorrow. They'll still be doing the meeting. Next thing you know, we'll have
this group,
sprinklers
yes.
We'll have sprinklers and irrigation.
That's right.
This group likes to
enable audio control. Please enter your audio PIN, followed by the pound or hash
code.
If you do not have it, just press pound or hash.
Okay, come in.
Somebody's got their car going. All right. Sorry about the technical difficulty.
That's better.
Good. I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Plumbing Technical Advisory Committee meeting for the purpose of providing the commission recommendations on the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code. First, what I'd like to do is establish that we have a quorum. Commissioner Schilling. Fred, are you on? Commissioner Batts?
Here.
Commissioner Boyer?
Here.
Gary Duran?
Here.
Isaac Kovner?
Here.
Gary Kozan?
Here.
Commissioner Langille?
Here.
Mike Robbins? Okay, we had heard that he was not feeling well and might not join the call, so that's not unexpected. Mike Romano.
Here.
My understanding is that Eduardo Gonzalez is in for Jorge Rojas. Is that correct? Eduardo, are you on?
He was.
Eduardo, are you there? Okay, Otto Vinas.
Here.
Let me check the ones who didn't respond so far. Commissioner Schilling, Mike Robbins, Eduardo Gonzalez for Jorge Rojas. All right, well, we have 8 of 11, so we do have a quorum, so we can go ahead and conduct business. So let me just remind everybody about our teleconference process. It's helpful that you're aware that, especially when you're on speakerphones, that everything that you do in the background will be projected and amplified and will create noise during the call. If you're driving in a car, that usually brings in background noise. It's best if folks keep their phones on mute but not hold. Please identify your name each time you speak or for TAC members when they make a motion in a second so that we can track that. I'll describe the process we're going to use for the code review process in just a minute. But let us then go ahead and introduce those here in Tallahassee.
Jim Hammers.
Joe Bigelow.
Chris Howell.
Justin Vogel.
Tom Campbell.
Marlita Peters.
Mo Mandani.
And this is Jeff Blair. Okay, so we've established a quorum. Has any other TAC members joined the call since we did roll call?
Eduardo Gonzalez, on behalf of George Rojas.
Very good. Anybody else? Okay. Let me go ahead and begin the process. So today the first order is to review and approve the agenda. The agenda is to approve the July 24th meeting minutes and then to review each of the code modifications relative to plumbing submitted for consideration and provide the commission with recommendations from this TAC on the 7th edition 2024 to building code and local technical amendments in this case as well. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Motion to approve as posted, Boyer.
Durin, second.
I have a motion to second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? It's unanimous. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have 9 members currently. All right. Are there any revisions and or corrections to the July 24th, 2018 meeting minutes? If not, is there a motion to accept the minutes as they were posted?
So moved.
I'm approval.
All right. We have Boyer, and we have who made the second? Durin? All right.
Yes, sir.
Motion to second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. We'll now begin in a minute. What I'd like to do is review the process we're going to use, and Mo's going to provide some orientation, and then I'll introduce each of the modifications in turn in the sequence prescribed by the tracking chart. I know we've gone over this process on a couple of meetings. This process was unanimously approved on February 19th by the Florida Building Commission for use. In essence, I will introduce each mod. One person will speak at a time. I'll ask the proponent if they would like to speak first. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? Anybody in opposition? If there's multiple comments, please just state agreement or add new points. Our public comments are limited to 3 minutes per person, as they have been always. We will have an opportunity for one brief counterpoint from each perspective, pro and con, if we do indeed have pros and cons on one. What I'm going to do in a minute is read a standing motion, which I will ask the TAC to approve. It's just a motion approved by the commission. So there'll be a standing motion to approve in effect at all times. After we hear public comment, we come back to the TAC. I'll ask if there's a second. If no TAC member wishes to speak in favor of it, it can die for lack of a second. We won't spend any time discussing it. If there is a second, then the TAC members will discuss it and we'll take the vote. If it achieves the 67%, two-thirds requirement, they're recommended for approval, then it'll be reflected. If it does not, it'll receive a no affirmative recommendation. As usual, as always, we've asked that TACs make their recommendations on the either original mod or written submitted alternate language without making changes. If there's changes that are required that you could offer that would help the proponent support the next time, you can vote against it with an understanding that with this particular change you would be favorable to that at the next opportunity. The proponent can make those changes, and when the TACs meet in July, they can then decide whether to make a comment to the commission that comment does address their concerns, and then the commission will understand that the TAC chairs will pull those off for consideration. They can explain that the revised language does, the TAC would have supported that if that language would have been initially in there. So again, if there are amendments, it requires a person to take on all the responsibility of the original proponent, provide hard copies, electronic copies, but we're really discouraging that so that we have a clean slate to review at the next meeting and just provide the comments to the proponents as we've done in the past. Again, the main thing is there's a motion on the floor to approve. No need to offer a second for a negative roll call as we've done in the past because we don't. The process is now back to how it used to be. We can just let a motion die for lack of a second. Okay, is there any questions on the process before I go ahead and read the motion?
Oh, Jeff, I just wanted to start to interrupt you, but I apologize for being late.
Oh, hey, great. Great, Jeff. Glad you're here. So we now have 10 of 11 present. And Mike Robbins did send an email saying that he was have strep throat and probably wouldn't be able to make it. So I think that would constitute an excused absence. Okay, since there's no questions, the motion is to recommend approval and to move approval to recommend approval of proposed modifications by the Technical Advisory Committee based on the following findings pursuant to Section 55373.9A and 9B of the statute. The modification is needed in order to accommodate the specific needs of this state, and the modification has a reasonable and substantial connection to the health, safety, and welfare of the general public. The modification strengthens or improves the Florida Building Code, or in the case of innovation or new technology, will provide equivalent or better products or methods or systems of construction, and the modification does not discriminate against materials, products, methods, or systems of construction of demonstrated capabilities. And the modification does not degrade the effectiveness of the Building Code, and the modification has the following fiscal impact. The fiscal impact of enforcement imposed upon local government is as indicated by the proponent. The fiscal impact of compliance imposed upon building and property owners is as indicated by the proponent. The fiscal impact of compliance imposed upon industry is as indicated by the proponent. And the fiscal impact of compliance imposed upon small business is as indicated by the proponent. And for all those, that, you know, it might be that there's no impact or a specified impact. G, the modification's benefits noted with regard to fiscal impact and efficacy outweigh the costs imposed. And finally, H, the modification does not diminish requirements related to wind resistance or prevention of water intrusion contained in the code or its reference standards and criteria. Is there a motion to approve the standing motion to approve?
So moved, Boyer. Second, Venus.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Boyer and Venus, respectively. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, any opposed? It's unanimous. Very good. Then we can start. I'll be starting with 7798, and Mo's going to provide us some orientation, then we'll begin the process. Mo?
Okay. Back to the, let's see, Jim, if you close this, can you go back to the agenda? Let's minimize it. Okay. Okay. Good afternoon. This is Mo Medani, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. As you see from the agenda, there is a link under item number D, which it says to accept input and provide recommendation on the proposed code changes. I'm going to click on this link. That will take you to a matrix. This matrix has within it all the code changes received, you know, for this triannual code change cycle, and is there divided by TAC, as you see. For the plumbing TAC, there is an agenda, there is a detail report, there's a tracking chart, and also there is local amendments that need to be reviewed and considered. With regard to the tracking chart, as you see, is more of a, you know, that's really a summary report, summarize the code mod, give you the code mod number, who submitted it, and a summary of it, and it's also under in each under each code mod there is a a room to add notes and also to record an action. This is something that you can do. This is not a chart that we're going to use to review the code changes. However, staff will use this tracking chart to record the actions from the committee. Now I'm going to close it. Am I correct?
Close it.
Okay. Okay. What we want to do use for to review the code changes is the detailed report. So make sure that you are mainly have the detailed report, which look like this. It shows that there is a total mods of for this report is 12. It give you the mod number, in this case 7798, the first one. It tells you who submitted. It give you also an indication whether there's a general comments submitted on this mod or whether there's an alternate language. It give you the history of the mod, how it, when submitted, and then after that, it'll give you the general comments that submitted on this mod, and then text of mods. If there were alternate language, you will see the alternate language too. So this is the report that we'll be using this afternoon to review the code changes. The local amendments, we'll go to them after we finish this detailed reports, and we'll go through them one by one too. Any question? Well, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mo. All right, we're going to start with modification 7791, submitted by Mo Madani. The pull tack will take this as the primary tack, and there is one general comment. Mo, as the proponent, would you like to say something?
Yeah, this is Mo Madani, and...
You said 7791, it should be 7798.
7798,
thank you.
Yeah. This is Mo... Yeah, this is Mo Madani, and as it says in the summary of the modification, we are submitting this modification as a staff to incorporate commission declaratory statements into the code as required by statute 553.737(d).
All right, somebody's in a car, and we're going to have to mute you. There's background noise, and it's unfortunately disrupted.
Detail report being the other one.
Yeah, that's the technical amendment.
So go back one. Now we're the detail. Second down. Double click it.
All right.
Can you hear me good?
Good. Yes, we can.
All right. Well, yes. Okay, well, I'll continue then. The deck statements number that's really the subject of this code change is DS 2018-040. And mainly to this to clarify that the square footage of the interactive water feature are required to be considered when calculating the size of a pool. And as you go down, there is the actual text, we're adding many a footnote. Since this is a plumbing tack, there is a revision we made or to table 406.3 of the plumbing code to add a footnote which says the square footage of the interactive water feature are required to be included when calculating the size of a pool for the purpose of determining the type and the number of fixtures for the sanitary facility. Thank you.
All right, does anybody from the public wish to comment in favor of this modification first? Okay, does anybody from the public wish to comment in opposition to this modification? All right, seeing no public comment, we'll go to the TAC. Is there a second?
Second, Venus.
All right, we have a second. Discussion on the motion, which is to approve the modification. All right, hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. All right, we move on to the next one. This is 7202, There are two comments. One is alternative language, and one is a general comment, so be aware of those. Is Jonathan Sargent, the proponent, wish to speak?
I do.
Okay, you have 3 minutes, sir. Go ahead.
This is Jonathan Sargent. I don't want to take up a whole lot of time with this. It's just a standards update. It was something that was overlooked when the 2018 version of the IFGC and IRC were published. It should have been updated at that time. So I'm just going state to state when different states update the CSFT language. There's new language for new products in the code. But without the updated standards, the new products aren't included in the standards. So I'm trying to update the CSFT standard LC1. If there's no opposition to it, I don't want to take up a whole lot of y'all's time, but there is opposition, I'd like to speak further in favor of it.
Okay, and so you're speaking in favor of your original modification, not the alternative language, is that correct?
Well, the modification, I had originally submitted it just for the IFGC. That was an oversight on my part. It's also in the IRC. My modification was simply included in the IRC as well as the IFGC.
So that's comment A1 then, correct?
So he wants A1 with the original.
A1 with the original. Okay. All right. Is there anybody else that wishes to speak in favor?
This is Joe Spezi, Florida Natural Gas Association, speaking in support of the modifications for the reasons presented by Mr. Sargent and for the logic.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? All right. Anybody wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, we'll go back to the TAC. Is there a second?
Second, Warrior.
And is that as amended to include comment A1?
Yes.
We have a second to with the amendment, including comment A1. Is there any discussion on the amended modification? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. As amended to include the comment A1. All right. We will go now to 7194, Mr. Gary Kozan. There is just one general comment. Mr. Kozan, would you like to speak regarding your proposal?
Yeah, sure. I hope everybody can hear me better than I can hear you. This proposal to permit the use of tap water, cold water, for hand washing labs actually occurred in the first four editions of the Florida Code, and it was one of those Florida-specific modifications that was unceremoniously sunsetted and never renewed. It's really gained a lot more traction these days at the I-Codes, given the fact that there's a concern for Legionella, that the breed and that tempered water range, and also the energy cost of energy to provide hotter tempered water, or to provide tempered water to these hand washing labs. The energy code requires that you if you have a circulating system, you've got to circulate the hot water within two feet of the laboratory in order to get the hot water there quick enough to overcome the distance or the low flow aerators. I think it's a 0.5 aerator. So anyhow, this is something I think that needs to be re-looked at, re-entered into the Florida Code. I provided a lot of information, more detailed information on water mains temperature, which generally runs from panhandle on down in the 70 to 80 degree range. So we're just barely under the code definition for tempered water, which I think is 85 degrees. And it makes perfectly good sense. You'll save energy, you'll uncomplicate these plumbing systems, And you probably do a little something to eliminate the breeding of Legionella along with it. To me, it's a win-win-win, and I would put a tech for their consideration.
All right. Does anybody, thank you, Gary. Does anybody else in the public wish to comment first in favor of the proposed mod?
Joe Belcher.
Okay, Joe.
Joe Belcher for the Florida Home Builders Association. We do support the mod. It was in the previous codes, and I did not know there was anywhere near that much research available. Thank you, Gary. We support the mod. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor? Anybody wish to speak in opposition? All right, coming back to the TAC, is there a second?
Second, Warrior.
We have a motion and a second to approve. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. Okay. We now go to modification 8166 submitted by Mo Madani. Mo?
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, here it is. I'm almost there.
Sorry.
Okay. 8166, this has to do with the party parity rules, and the issue is really kind of, it came through a declaratory statements 2017-033. Then the question was, has to do whether if you exceed the required plumbing fixtures, do you have to account that also for those additional fixtures through the party parity rules? And you know, the at that time the declaratory statement says no, and we are mainly incorporating the outcome of the declaratory statements into section 403.1.3 as noted. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in favor of this modification?
Joe Belcher for Florida Homebuilder Association in support.
Anybody else? All right. Anybody wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none. Coming back to the TAC, is there a second?
Second, Venus.
We have a second for approval. Any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. All right, next is mod 7192, submitted by Gary Kozan. There were no comments on this one or alternate language. Gary.
Okay, this was another one that occurred in for the first several editions of the Florida Code and was removed, and it's begun to kind of crop up from time to time, raise its ugly head, because without the exception dealing with for tub and shower valve, shutoff valves in residential occupancies, there are places that are starting to expect shutoff valves for multifamily buildings. They are currently, the way that the language in the code is now, it exempts one and two family residential occupancies. This code, or this change, would simply strike the words one and two family, and which would exempt shutoffs for tub and shower valves in residential occupancies, which opens it up to R2s primarily, which is where the heartburn seems to lie. Again, it's just a readoption of what was previously in the code.
All right, thank you, Gary. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in favor?
Joe Belcher, Florida Homebuilders support the proposal.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? Does anybody from the public wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, is there a second from the TAC?
Second, Venus.
We have a second for approval. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. All right. Next is 8165, submitted by Eberhard Roeder. And the special occupancy TAC will hear this as well, and they are the primary TAC on this. Is Eberhard on the phone? Would you like to speak?
This is Eberhard Roeder. Thank you. This modification moves the on-site sewage grid interceptors into the more logical place of 3, 5 instead of where it is right now. It also incorporates one of the changes in the International Plumbing Code that allows now admixtures to be added to incorporate that into the Florida Plumbing Code.
Okay. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor of the modification? Does anybody wish to speak in opposition? All right, hearing no public comment, I'm coming back to the TAC. Is there a second?
Do we have questions first before the motion? Or
well, generally, if you want to ask questions of the proponent, then yes. But we don't want to have any discussion unless there's somebody who actually supports the modification. But for questioning, sure, go ahead. If you want to ask the proponent a question, I think that's fine.
The way it seemed confusing when I first read through it, but it looks like it just simply reorganizes this section without really adding any restrictions. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And it also reaffirms that the traditional concrete interceptors are still permitted for on-site systems.
Correct. And it would also allow them for a sewer system, depending if somebody there wants it.
Okay.
But it provides an approval mechanism for that.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions before I ask for a second? And yes, you should feel free to ask questions of the proponents on these mods. So then is there a second in support?
Second, Kozan.
We have a second in support. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously as submitted. All right, next is 8091, and there is alternate language, two different alternate language things submitted, so proponent should address which of those they are proposing, and then others can address if they have different ones. All right, I believe Cheryl Harris, are you on the phone to speak in favor of this modification?
Yes, I am. And may I pull it up for just a moment, please?
Sure, I won't start your time until you're ready.
And 091 is the one that treats Chapter 14, the surface landscape irrigation systems, correct?
Correct.
In its entirety. We submitted a change that included the language that somehow got in the last cycle that I believe from Green, IPC Green, and left it in there and added additional language for irrigation, both potable and non-potable, and not anything to do with on-site reuse systems. After some discussion with the Department of Health and their wish to remove Chapter 14 in that language in that first section. We were in agreement with them that it's already in Florida law and language that deals with on-site reuse systems and attachment to irrigation systems. So we agreed that that needed to be removed. So we both worked on a comment to the original modification, and that I believe we're both in agreement with, and we would like to just maintain that second section as from the comments that we made.
So is comment A1 then the one that you're using?
I think if that's really, assuming you want A2, because A2 combine what really you have worked on with the Department of Health, my understanding, is A2 is what you're looking for. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so A1 was just you saying you agreed with A2.
All the length.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, good. That's all. A2 is what we're speaking to, correct?
Yes, that would be correct.
No, it's not. It's not in it.
A question for the proponent, Kozan?
Yeah. So anybody else wish to speak in favor of the modification?
Kozan has
a
question. Well, TAC members, you can wait. I want to finish public comment. Is anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor? Anybody from the public wish to speak in
favor? I submitted the A2 comment, and I'm in favor of it.
Okay, and that's what Cheryl spoke to, that would be the one that's being considered as A2. Very good. All right. Anybody else from the public wish to speak in favor? Anybody?
Joe Grom, BOAF.
Okay. Joe, go ahead. You're just speaking in favor.
Just supported as the as written between the health department and the proponent.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak in favor of A2? Anybody from the public?
Mr. Chairman, we have several people on the line. I'm not sure whether they understand that they can speak at this time. Scott King, Tom Super, Tom okay. Shannon.
It's up to them.
Yes, I'd like to speak.
Go ahead.
Say. This is Tom Super. Tom Super, Florida Irrigation Society, irrigation contractor in Florida. We would like to see Chapter 14 get passed to improve overall usage of water to protect our water resources in both a supply standpoint as well as reduce and minimize runoff, which is, has helped to create some estuary issues in Florida, as obviously I think everybody's aware. I'm also a certified landscape irrigation auditor. I do professional audits on irrigation systems. Currently, on average, I just went back and reviewed. I wanted to go through that exercise last night. I reviewed the last 10 audits done. I mixed both commercial and residential. My average on those 10 water audits were at 43% distribution uniformity, which essentially translates to over half of the water being wasted that's being put out on the site. I think, honestly, we're overdue for this to be done, and I'm hoping that the TAC committee sees the value in protecting our resource. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak in favor of the modification? All right. Does anybody wish to speak in opposition to the modification?
Yes, I'm in favor of it. This is Scott King.
Okay.
Okay. I'm with the Florida Irrigation Society. I'm also an irrigation auditor. And right now what we're trying to do without state standards is literally corral 450 counties and municipalities that are all excited about the water issues right now due to what we've been going through and with last summer's complications. And what they're doing is they're coming up with their own idea of their standards, and they're missing the mark on the basics that need to happen. And that's because there's no state standards for anybody to follow that's required. We currently have standards produced by the University of Florida. We've got them produced by the DEP. We've got them produced by the Water Management District. We've got them produced by the Florida Irrigation Society. But none of them have any proof. Without the building code adopting Appendix F in the Chapter 14, what you have is a very convoluted, mix-match challenge for the builders out there to basically try to keep up with whatever a county or a municipality is doing, if they're doing anything at all. We have had major developers, national developers, come to our meeting and ask us if we could help them on this issue because, quite frankly, they say they're losing sales because they can't irrigate all of their properties because of some of these other municipalities' requirements. If we had something in the Florida building code that was standard and would take some of the pressure off of the water demand that we have right now, because right now we're wasting 50% of every gallon on average that we put on a lawn because there's no requirement to put anything efficient out there. Appendix F accomplishes that, but nobody's required to do it right now. We've got maybe six counties that have adopted it, and I only think two or three actually inspect what they've adopted. And the issue with that is, you know, every other trade has got standards that they have to follow, but the one trade that puts its hands on is
Scott,
much broader.
Scott, Scott, you have 30 seconds.
Well, okay, thanks. Basically, as we look for 10 million more people to come in here, if we don't control the water that we're using, not wasting half of what the irrigation people put their hands on, there just isn't going to be enough. And that's why you see all these
restrictions coming up on the builders where they can't water in the backyard. It's causing them to lose sales, according to them.
Okay.
So that's my comment, and thank you for hearing me.
All right, thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor? All right, does anybody wish to speak in opposition? All right, I'm closing public comment. We're coming back to the TAC. Is there a second? Or any questions?
I have questions.
Second, Durant.
Yes, you can have your questions.
We have a chance to question the proponent.
Yes.
You held us off.
Yes.
Can I question the proponent?
Yes, you're not being held off. You're welcome to ask your questions.
Before our motion, my name is Gary Kozan. Cheryl, is it your opinion that lawn irrigation systems belong in the plumbing code?
I'm going to ask for some help from the professionals, but the answer would be yes, because plumbers, as licensed, also are able to install irrigation systems, and many do, some very large ones. So I would say yes.
Is irrigation systems in a plumbing contractor's scope?
Yes, it is.
So it sounds like your intent really is to take the appendix F and insert it into the body of the code, which was tried, I think, last cycle, if I'm not mistaken. If it ends up in the body of the code, does it not have to be permitted and enforced by each jurisdiction?
No. The Appendix F was rewritten. Not everything that came from Appendix F went into Chapter 14. A lot of it was not enforceable, that we believe, by code. You can't force the homeowners to maintain their own equipment. That's just some recommendations that are in Appendix F. So this is the installation side of it, so that it's installed properly to begin with. And anything that's installed there later would be still according to code. And the question is, would it require permit? In many cases, it already requires permit from various jurisdictions to install a system. So that would be necessarily any type of change. But if with Appendix F or with whether it's under a plumber who is putting it in, many times that permit is required. And then inspection, it's being inspected in those areas where they do have ordinances already. And some at some degree, some at another degree, but certainly inspected if it is something that has a permit on it.
But I'm hearing that there's only maybe six jurisdictions that adopted an appendix, and even fewer than that actually enforce it. Wouldn't this be putting an undue burden on these smaller building departments and municipalities that now they've got to go out by code and permit and enforce and inspect these installations, whether they're done by a plumbing contractor or an irrigation contractor or whoever?
Let's save that discussion for the TAC. That's a TAC discussion.
Yeah, point of order. You got to have the motion first.
Yeah, well, he's asking questions, and he can ask questions. That's why I said we're not going to discuss this until we come back to the TAC for a motion. So if you have any additional... Hold on. I need you to listen. You may ask questions. Please continue.
One more question. Why did you decide to put this into Chapter 14, which, the way I read it, is a very extremely narrow scope, because it only deals with subsurface landscape irrigation systems when they are connected to non-potable water from on-site water reuse systems? That's a very extremely narrow scope. Why did you decide to dump all of this Appendix or F language into that chapter and rework that whole chapter?
Well, the recommendation from the health department was to remove that wording completely, because it was already with some legislation that was already on the books. So we were adding it on to there to test both subsurface connected to reuse systems and potable, non-potable water. irrigation systems in its entirety. But when we removed the other section, we just kept it under Chapter 14. It was already started there. It was brought in last year under code, so the irrigation portion of it was already there. It seemed more logical to put it there than to start up a new code completely for irrigation.
Gary,
that's all I have for now. I'll reserve the rest of my comments for the TAC discussion.
Very good. Any other TAC members have clarifying questions only before we ask for a second? All right, then is there a second?
Second, Duran.
Okay, we have a second on the floor. Discussion, TAC members.
Under discussion, Gary Cousin, I would not be in favor of this motion. The building codes have never regulated landscape irrigation. It's outside the scope of the codes. You have an appendix for those jurisdictions that choose to adopt and inspect those systems. Apparently none or very few of them have chosen to do so. Being an appendix now, it's only enforceable by a local adoption. So let's get back to Chapter 14 and Chapter 13 along with it. What these chapters were they were inserted back in the 2015 I codes, and the reason they were inserted is because they had to do with the green codes, and it had to do with water reuse systems. There's nothing in the code that regulated in any manner water reuse systems. Chapter 14, as I said before, is extremely, extremely narrow in scope. It only deals with subsurface systems, not above ground sprinklers. It only deals with those systems, subsurface systems, that connect to non-potable water that comes from on-site water reuse. It's for people that want to collect rainwater in their property and use it to irrigate subsurface irrigation on their property. Very narrow in scope. To take this appendix, which would mandate an entire set of new regulations for landscape irrigation, and to toss it in there and say, well, it's already talking about landscape irrigation, so what's the big deal? We'll throw it in there, and now we got it in the plumbing code. The big deal. Dr. Roeder's objections, it appears that he first wanted to just remove that entire chapter from the code, and I would favor that because I don't think it was going to give anybody any heartburn. But to say that we're going to copy and paste the entire Appendix F, or most of the Appendix F, then we're going to rearrange sections, we're going to rewrite code language so we can carve out an exception for 64E6, which I don't see there's any conflict there to begin with. I think this would yield the most worst possible results. I would not be in favor of this motion.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Any other TAC member comment or discussion?
Yeah, this is Otto Venus. Listen, I'm with Gary on this. You know, they have Appendix F. Anybody can adopt it, any municipality, any county. We do it down here in South Florida. You know, I think if I'm I know Broward and Bate, I would be opposed to this.
Okay. Any further discussion, TAC members?
Mike Romano has a question.
I'm sorry, who is it?
Mike Romano has a question.
Okay, go ahead, Mike. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
I'm listening to Gary and Cheryl discuss the proposal is to move it into the plumbing code. So if that does happen, is there going to be any restrictions from the irrigation contractors to have a plumbing license, since it's now in the plumbing code?
This is Mo Madani. If it's going to be in the code, then it'll become, and it's inserted as Chapter 14, it'll become a minimum standard, and it has to comply well. It's not an option. If you're going to do an irrigation system, then the code says this is how you're supposed to do it, and it'll be enforceable, and you have to pull a permit and so on.
This is Otto Venus again. Just to make it clear, this is not a licensing issue. Okay, this is a code issue. Licenses are going to be required anywhere. Brown County has a specialty license just for, it's the same thing with the state, just for irrigation. But make it clear that this is not a licensing issue.
Okay. Further discussion, TAC members.
Gary Gurren.
Go ahead, Gary.
Everything I'm hearing almost sounds to me like reasons why we should do this. This is one of the most monumental opportunities that we have as a plumbing tech to actually affect some meaningful water conservation measures and make the irrigation business legitimate. There's a bunch of jacklegs running around doing this stuff. Let's legitimize this thing once and for all. We can argue all day long where it should be. Where else should it be? Where else are you going to put it? There's no other place marker for this kind of stuff. And everybody understands that, you know, again, it's not a licensing issue, but it's more of a standards issue, and it's an issue about water conservation. Don't lose sight of that, people.
All right. Any further discussion from TAC members?
This is Boyer. I'm going to lean with Otto and Gary on this. As I'm listening to the conversation, it raises some real concerns with me, especially on the smaller jurisdictions.
Okay. Any further discussion, TAC members? And I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. Please say yes or no when I call your name. Commissioner Schilling.
Yes.
Commissioner Batts.
Yes.
Commissioner Boyer.
No.
Gary Duran. Gary?
Yes.
Okay. Isaac Cobner.
Yes.
Gary Kozan.
No.
Commissioner Langeal.
No.
Mike Robbins is still not on the call. Mike Romano.
Yes.
Okay. Eduardo Gonzalez.
No.
Otto Vinas.
No.
The vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 5. The motion fails. So it's no affirmative recommendation on a 5-5 vote. Okay, we'll move on to the next one now. We're moving right along to 8384. And 8384 is submitted by Eberhard Roeder. There's two comments, A2 and A1. This will also be heard by the special occupancy TAC as the primary. So please address which, if any, of these comments you want as in favor of or in addition to the original, if that's the case. Go ahead, Eberhard.
Yeah, thank you. My initial comment, concern was that this Chapter 14 language, and I missed it during the last iteration, would establish rules to build rainwater systems with gravel trenches, and these are already covered by the Florida on-site sewage regulation. So the original comment was to remove that language to say that if they are on-site sewage treatment systems, then they would remain in the Department of Health jurisdiction. So, and based on the conversations with Cheryl Harris from the Florida Landscape Irrigators, we worked through some language that would still make clear that gray water systems, similar systems, are part of the Department of Health regulation and introduce the other irrigation language.
Okay, so you're speaking then to the original text. I think our technical expert said. Okay, so we're on the original text, not the comments. Okay, do you have anything else, Eberhard? You still have a little time if you need it.
If you have questions, I'll wait for them.
Sure. All right. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor? Does anybody wish to speak in opposition? All right, I'm going to come back to the TAC. Is there a second?
Second, Kozan, with a question for the proponent.
Sure, go ahead, Gary.
Dr. Eberhard, your original proposal, which is what the one that we're voting on now, that would essentially delete the entire Chapter 14, is that correct?
Let's see.
Yes, yes.
I'm kind of going up and down. I thought.
So Mo says yes. Mo's looked at it in detail.
Yeah, yes.
So
yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes, it's to remove okay, chapter 14.
Then it begs the question, you have another upcoming mod in the residential code dealing with the same information. This all the information in chapter 14 is duplicated in section 3009 of the residential code, and you have a proposal for 3009 of the residential code, but you're not proposing in that case to delete everything. You're proposing to rework it and rewrite it. So we could end up with a conflict between the residential and the plumbing code, where one is deleting the chapter and one is reworking it. Which would you prefer?
The one that we're going to talk about later very precisely deletes all gray water language because that is of most direct concern. This proposal here takes aim at the on-site water reuse systems, which could be gray water systems, or there could be a couple of systems that might fall that, like air conditioned condensers. But not sure if I have a clear preference. Both of them would accomplish the concern of having double regulation on the same system.
Do you think that it would be create less of a conflict if we simply were to delete both of those, both that chapter and the upcoming section of residential, to avoid a conflict? And you can't have a conflict with code language that's not written.
Yeah, that would be whatever the TAC ends up recommending. I would recommend the same thing for both.
Let me suggest something.
So Mo has a comment.
I think thanks. What you could do is this: is really mod number 8384 is very clear that he wants to remove the gray water requirements that's in chapter 14. So you can act on that. The other one, you could give him the opportunity to work on it under the next round, the second 45 days, to really make them consistent, or you could vote the other one down to allow for more work so that we have a consistent code in this case.
Okay, so let's go back to the one on the table, which is to delete the entire chapter. Is there any further discussion on that proposal, which is the original language? All right, if all in favor say aye.
We have a second.
Aye.
We have a second. Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted.
Okay,
thank you. We move on to 7193, which is Gary Kozan. Gary?
Unmuted. Okay. What this does, in this current IPC cycle, current IRC cycle that occurred last year, they approved a change that would add a 100-foot distance limitation, hot water distance limitation, to the residential code. What's happened is we used to have a 100-foot limit in the plumbing code, and there wasn't a residential code. Then when they created the residential code, around the same time they developed the residential code, they put a 50-foot limit in the plumbing code, and there was never anything mentioned in the residential code. So we've run into jurisdiction to say, well, there isn't a number in the residential code, so we're going to use the number out of the plumbing code, which is not correct, not right. But if we were to adopt this language that was approved and will appear in the 2021 plumbing code, we could accelerate the 100-foot distance limitation, get it firmly planted in the plumbing, in the residential code, so there would no longer be any conflict. There would be 50-foot distance in the plumbing, 100-foot distance in the residential, and case closed.
Okay.
If we do nothing, we just wait another 3 years, and then it'll come in with the following code. But we have a chance to accelerate it, and that's what I'm suggesting here.
Very good. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in favor?
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association. We have noticed that we do get some calls on jurisdictions that sit that's not referenced in the residential code or the Florida Building Code residential. They do go to the plumbing code, which is more for commercial type buildings. And we support Mr. Kozan's proposal here.
Very good. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor? Does anybody wish to speak in opposition? All right, I'm going to come back to the TAC. Is there a second?
Second, Boyer, and second.
All right, we have a second from Commissioner Boyer. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. Okay, very good. So now we move on to 8159, which is submitted by Cheryl Harris. Cheryl, 3 minutes.
I think she left.
Cheryl, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you want to speak on your proposed mod?
I was trying to pull it up. Please give me the number again. I'm sorry.
8159.
I typed it in wrong. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I believe this is the one that referred everything.
Chapter 29, Section 2914.
Yeah. Matt, it was just a matter of changing the terminology because it's not lawn irrigation. I think landscape irrigation was a more acceptable term. So that is pretty much the text of it.
Right.
Very simple.
It's just striking lawn to landscape in two locations. Okay. Any additional, anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor? Anybody from the public wish to speak in opposition? All right. Coming back to the TAC, is there a second?
This is Mo Madan. If it's really using the term landscape irrigation, is that used within the code anymore? You know, if you're not inserting the Appendix F into the code and all that, do we still have a landscape irrigation term in the code?
Is that addressed to me, or is it?
Yeah, to anybody. You know, I feel like, you know, if you're using a term, that means you're kind of, you have a text within the code that address surface irrigation or subsurface irrigation.
Well,
we're taking out both, or actually we're not putting in any Appendix F, and so I just want to, I'm trying to see if this is really, you know, valid.
Based on the previous action taken.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes much difference with the previous action, you know, to have Chapter 14 or not, but I think people could strictly, okay, water to lawn irrigation. Okay, what about the rest of your landscape? So it's the most appropriate term is landscape irrigation. Not lawn.
Just a note. You know, I'm
okay. So we have a...
Cheryl.
Go ahead.
Cheryl, this is Otto Venus.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you know, we have that Appendix F. An Appendix F that says turf and landscape irrigation, would you, because to me, landscape, I'm thinking, you know, that's not my lawn. Would you propose even making a slight change to it to include turf and landscape irrigation?
Absolutely. We thought about it, but we just, because there's not much else that says turf out there, so yeah, that is fine. No problem with that whatsoever.
So if you're...
It's a better description to say lawn.
Okay, yeah. So if you're going to do that, then what we would request is that you take a negative vote and provide the comment to bring it back with adding turf, and then that in our second period you could say that addresses our concerns, and that would be conveyed to the commission accordingly.
Okay. I'd like to speak on the current.
Go ahead.
To the current mod, Gary Duran. If you think about it, lawn is a narrow term, whereas landscape is a broad term. They're broadening the term is all they're doing, and there is no definition for lawn irrigation anywhere that I know of either. but it's just terminology, and it does make sense because the broader term includes not only lawn, turf, and everything. If it's got to do with landscape irrigation, it's the broadest of all three of those terms, and it more correctly addresses the requirement.
So you're suggesting that there's no need to add the word turf. It's already covered in landscape.
No, it's already in landscape.
Right. Okay. Further discussion.
Has there been a motion yet?
We have a second. The motion is the existing.
I seconded one. The motion.
Yes.
Okay. Discussion on the motion?
That's what we're doing.
Okay, Gary Cozen, I would not be in favor of this motion. Context is everything. First of all, the words lawn and landscape, neither one are defined in the code. What she's doing is basically replacing one simple word with one other simple word. But the context is important because this has nothing to do with lawn or landscape irrigation. It has to do with backflow protection. Now, what kind of backflow protection is required for that sort of system, whether it's a lawn or irrigation or turf or whatever you want to, we all know. So doing this does totally, and initially, it's the exact same stuff, exact same language appears in the plumbing code, and apparently that wasn't picked up, so you're going to create another little tiny conflict. Why do we need to sit there and wordsmith individual undefined terms that are not even needed in the context of how they are used in the code? I would be totally against it.
All right. Any further discussion?
I think I agree with you, Gary, because really what you said is correct. You should just say the potable water supply to irrigation systems, period, and take all that stuff out of there. That's really what we're trying to do, is protect the potable water supply from irrigation systems.
So who's speaking?
That was Gary.
Gary Duren. I'm the Duren, the other Gary.
Right, Gary Duren. Any further discussion, TAC members? All right, I guess I'll do the roll call, yes or no. Commissioner Schilling?
No.
Commissioner Batts?
No.
Commissioner Boyer?
No.
Gary Duren?
No.
Isaac Cobner?
No.
Gary Cozan?
No.
Commissioner Langeal?
No.
Mike Romano?
No.
Jorge Gonzalez? I'm sorry. Eduardo Gonzalez?
No.
Otto Venice?
No.
All right, well, it's a 0-10 vote, no affirmative recommendation. I think the proponent should take the comments they heard and determine whether they wish to submit something for the next piece of this. All right.
I'm sorry. You faded off at the very end. I couldn't understand.
I'm just saying you heard the discussion and what might be acceptable to the TAC on the second round. So the onus is on you to determine whether to make an amendment to this for their second review in July. And it seems like what
okay, and I think the
thing to do that I think is to strike lawn and landscape, and that might address concerns.
So we would just be saying irrigation systems. P2902.5 would just 0.3 would just say irrigation systems, period, correct?
I would just say that was one of the things that was offered by the TAC. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure that versus turf and landscape, it would be just irrigation, take out the word lawn, period. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, Shell, your next is 8163. There was no comments on this. So. This is the same.
I'm so sorry. You're fading out when you spoke to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's fine. I guess we're having a little technical phone issue here. It's the next one is yours as well. It's 8163, which is adding landscape irrigation system language and then.
Correct. And 3 years ago when we were going to put in Chapter 14, there was no Chapter 14. Then we were told that we had to reference it in residential, therefore it was turned down. That was the reference in residential. Now that there is likely not to be a Chapter 14, I think it's moved.
Are you withdrawing?
Can't refer to.
Are you going to withdraw your proposal then?
I am. Well, let me ask you this. If we went forward with something else on the 5-5 vote, is there another round to that? Or if it is, then this would have to stay in. I know you probably vote no on it. I just want to understand the protocol on it. So I don't want to withdraw it if it's still needed. Be tied to the other, and we're going to try it again.
Yeah, I think
does that makes sense.
In this situation, I think you don't want to withdraw the deck statements if you're planning to work on the other one, because if you withdraw the deck statements, the code change is gone. You cannot bring it back. I'm sorry for it. But at this point, if you think you want to work on it, so I would ask for no affirmative recommendation, so you can work on it.
So it doesn't. If it doesn't get a second, then it'll
yes,
just come.
Yes,
you
yes.
can do it. So is there a second? Dies for lack of second. So now it's preserved. If you want to make a comment on it.
Okay. That was my question, and thank you for clarifying. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right.
So our last one before we go to our 17 locals is. Mod 7110 Eberhard Rotor. Are you there, Eberhard?
Yes, I had to press the unmute button, sorry.
That's okay.
So this is, we had previously talked about, this is language in that addresses the concern that gray water systems are regulated by the Department of Health under 6046. And so this modification proposed to delete all references to gray water in that language.
Okay. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in favor? Does anybody from the public wish to speak in opposition? All right, coming back to the TAC, is there a second? All right, then the motion dies for lack of second. No affirmative.
I do have one comment.
Oh,
is that appropriate?
Sure, go ahead.
Dr. Roeder, I understand and I agree with what you're trying to accomplish, but given the prior action in the plumbing code where we deleted the entire Chapter 14, I would strongly suggest that you come back in the next comment period and amend this to delete entire section 3009, then there will be no conflict with the 6486 or anything else. That would be my suggestion to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Gary.
That's
very helpful. Okay, so we're going to now move into our local technical amendments, and as you know, local technical amendments sunset once the next cycle of the building code. They have to be approved for statewide or some regional application, and this is the opportunity for the TAC to decide whether they think the commission should consider pulling into the Florida building code any of the local technical amendments. The first is Broward County. It's 27. It's impacting the residential chapter 29. Is anybody here from Broward County to speak in favor of this being incorporated into the entire Florida building code? All right. Does anybody from the public wish to speak in favor? In opposition? All right. Going back to the TAC, is there a second? No second. Dies for lack of second. All right. Our next one is also from Broward County. Regarding Plumbing Code Chapter 6, is anybody from Broward County here? Does anybody from the public wish to speak one way or the other? Is there a second?
Yeah.
No second. Dies for lack of second. All right, our next one is Pinellas County. Regarding Appendix F, anybody from here to speak on behalf of Pinellas County? Okay. What's that? Yeah. Okay. Is there a second from I hear him. Is there a second from a TAC member? Nope. No second. Dies for lack of second. No affirmative recommendation.
I got a point of order. I'm just trying to understand what if there's no action taken, what would affirm that these amendments are okay? We're essentially green lighting these amendments to continue. Is that correct?
No, it's not.
I can explain it if you. That's, with regard to the local technical amendments, there is a statute which says that the commission must review these local amendments, especially technical amendments, and determine whether they need to be incorporated in the code for regional use or statewide use. So normally, with what we have been doing, we really run the local amendments through the tax, so you know, to advise the commission on the term of whether you wanted to really include these in the code or not. So if they are not included in the code, then it'll be resended, and next update, then the local jurisdiction would have to resubmit them as local technical amendments in order to be used for the next update of the Florida Building Code.
So what you're saying is that you don't want these in the Florida Building Code. Then they'll be repealed, and then those local jurisdictions will decide whether to do an amendment locally or not, and if so, they'll have to submit it 3 years from now again. The commission's never ever approved a local technical amendment for
the code. Yeah, I'm not aware of any.
Just for the record. All right, the next one is. Okay, the next one is Broward County Plumbing Code Chapter 3. Anybody from the public wish to speak? All right, is there a second? There is no second. Very good. Going to go on to number five. This is Pinellas County Plumbing Code Chapter 7. Does anybody from Pinellas wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak, either for or against? Is there a second from the TAC for approval? No second. No affirmative recommendation. Next is also Pinellas County, again, Chapter 6. Anybody from the public or Pinellas County wish to speak? There's none. Is there a second from the TAC? No affirmative recommendation, no second. Dies for lack of second. Pinellas County again, Chapter 6, 605.22.3. Is there anybody from the public or from the proponent wishing to speak? No public comment. Is there a second from the TAC? No second. NAR. The next one is also Pinellas County regarding residential Chapter 27. Does the proponent and or anybody from the public wish to speak? Is there a second from a TAC member? No, there's no second. Dies for lack of second. No affirmative recommendation. Number nine is Pinellas County, again, Chapter 29. Anybody from Pinellas County and or the public wish to comment? Is there a second? No second. NAR. Our 10th one is also from Pinellas County regarding residential Chapter 29. Anybody from the proponent or the public wish to comment one way or the other? Hearing none. Is there a second from the TAC? Hearing none. Dies for lack of second. And no affirmative recommendation. All right, our 11th one is also from Pinellas County, Chapter 29. Is there anybody from the proponent or the public who wishes to comment? Is there a TAC member who wishes to make a second? No second. No affirmative recommendation. Also from Pinellas County, number 12, impacting residential Chapter 24. Anybody from the proponent, Pinellas County, and or the public wish to comment? Not hearing any. Is there a second from a TAC member? No second. No affirmative recommendation. Our number 13 is Pinellas County Fuel Gas Code Chapter 4. Anybody from the proponent and or the public wish to comment? Not hearing any. Is there a second from a TAC member? Not hearing any. No second. No affirmative recommendation. Our 14th is from Broward County regarding Plumbing Chapter 3. Is there anybody from the proponent or the public that wishes to comment? Not hearing any. Does any TAC member wish to make a second? No second. No affirmative recommendation. Next is Miami-Dade County regarding residential chapter 29. Does anybody from the proponent wish to comment? Does anybody from the public wish to comment? Is there a second from a TAC member? Seeing no second, there's no affirmative recommendation on this proposal. All right, now we have to go to the supplement, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's two additional ones. Number 16 is Pinellas County regarding residential chapter G24. Does the proponent, Pinellas County, and or anybody from the public wish to comment? All right, hearing no comment, is there any second from a TAC member? There's no second, no affirmative recommendation. And our last one is also from Pinellas County on the Fuel Gas Code Chapter 4. The proponent or the public wish to comment? Hearing no public comment, is there a second from a TAC member? There's no second, no affirmative recommendation. I believe that concludes the TAC review of plumbing technical amendments and local technical amendments. Is there any additional comment of any type from the public or the TAC? All right, let's conduct our second roll call. Commissioner Schilling.
Here, I'm here.
Commissioner Batts.
I'm here.
Commissioner Boyer.
Here.
Gary Duren.
I'm here.
Isaac Cobner.
Isaac Cobner's here.
Gary Kozan. Gary?
Here.
All right. Oh, very good. Thank you. Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Mike Romano.
Here.
Eduardo Gonzalez.
Here.
And Otto Venus.
Here.
We have the same 10, so we maintain a quorum. Mr. Chairman, would you adjourn us, please?
Yes, I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to attend this afternoon and helping us with this process. And if there's no further questions or comments, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Guys.